Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm delighted you joined. I consider it a true honor to speak the word of God into your life. Thank you for this opportunity. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we together can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing this message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Amen. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pause to give you the glory due your name. You are all of that and more. We ask that you anoint this message and you'll open the hearts and minds of the listeners to receive. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and not my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Messing up in the same area. Do you respond by crying, covering it up, pretending like nothing is wrong, or do you beat yourself up by saying the following? Man, I can't believe I did that again. What's wrong with me? Why can't I make myself think differently? Why do I keep making the same mistakes? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result is considered what? The cycle of insanity. Well, one of the worst feelings in the world is when you come to the realization that your messing up is not your parents' fault. It's not the government's fault. It's not your boss's fault. But it's the person staring at you in the mirror. It's a real, in-your-face, painful moment. Today, I feel led to talk to you about learning to forgive yourself. The title of this message is Give Yourself a Pardon. Forgiving yourself is harder than most will admit, and some turn to self-medicating with alcohol, drugs, gambling, and sex as a coping mechanism. God gave us a way to ask Him for forgiveness in 1 John 1 and 9. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But how does God address us forgiving ourselves? Well, that segues nicely into our street love biblical story. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Psalm, Psalm 51, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4. But let me give you the highlights of the story. This story is about King David. He's in his castle, and he sees this beautiful lady taking a bath. Her name is Bathsheba. Isn't that a coincidence that she's taking a bath and her name is Bathsheba? Anyway, I digress. And he then sees this beautiful lady taking a bath, and he tells his servants to go get her and bring her to the castle. And they let him know, well, that's the guy in your war. You know, that's your main guy's wife. And he doesn't care. Well, he sleeps with her, even though he knows that she's married to his top soldier in the war. Bathsheba, of course, gets pregnant. King David sends for her husband to the castle and gets him drunk, hoping the husband will go home to sleep with his wife. The king realizes the soldier won't sleep with his wife, so he arranges for his death and puts him in the front line of the war. After the husband dies and the grieving period is over, the king sends for Bathsheba to come live in the castle. Now, doesn't that sound like a soap opera? Well, guess what? That's where we get it from, the Bible. Amen. So now in Psalm 51, verses 1 through 4, Nathan the prophet has just come to speak to King David to address his infidelity with Bathsheba, which is basically letting us know that God told this to the prophet, and now the prophet's letting David know, and this is how King David responds after the prophet has spoken to him. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Meaning, Bathsheba is pregnant, and so that sin is before him every time he sees her. Verse 4, against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Wow. So he's been told by the prophet what he did, and he goes before God and says, against thee and only thee have I sinned. He didn't boo-hoo and cry. He just asked for forgiveness and basically just said, I did this sin unto you. I didn't do this sin unto anybody else, and I acknowledge it. The king humbly came to the Lord, asking for mercy, acknowledging his sin, but he never beat himself up for messing up. He just took his sin and his mess ups to the Lord. And that's what you have to do as well. Don't hold on to your mess ups. Just acknowledge them to the Lord and move. Give yourself a pardon. What did I say? Give yourself a pardon. One more time. Give yourself a pardon. Now, every 4 years, the President of the United States is allowed to pardon or release prisoners from their sentence as if it never happened. The pardon he offers is temporal to this world. But what Jesus did to pardon our sins is eternal. Picture this. A naked man with nails lodged in his wrist and ankle bones is attached to a tree. He has a handmade crown of twigs digging in his head. And his body has been beaten so badly that he's unrecognizable. On this tree are our mess ups, our shame, our depression, the abortion, the divorce, your fears, or your worst sins. But somehow this naked man looked up to heaven and muttered the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That's in Luke 23:34. His name was Jesus. Jesus knew you'd mess up. He took your shame, pain, humiliation, debt, bad decisions on the cross so you wouldn't have to hold on to them. Stop holding on to your mess ups and make them your message. God has already forgiven you. Give yourself a pardon. Again, give yourself a pardon. One more time, give yourself a pardon and ask him to do to you like he did David. David said in Psalms 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me." I don't know what you've done or are holding on to, but ask God to forgive you and then forgive yourself. Most importantly, don't go back and do it. Amen? Sister Shelley's street love personal story. As you all know, hurting people hurt people. When my kids were young, I was a single mom, and I was struggling in every area, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and regrettably put it out on my kids. If I woke up to go to the job I hated, I yelled at my kids. If I had a bad day at work, I yelled at my kids. If the house wasn't clean the way I liked it, I yelled at the kids. Why? Because I was hurting, and I was putting my hurt on them. What about you? Are you hurting? Are you putting it out on others? Well, one day I decided I didn't want to be remembered that way. And I went to God, and he renewed a right spirit within me. And I stopped. I asked God to forgive me. But knowing I had become that stereotypical single mom really bothered me. And although I knew God had forgiven me, I had to learn to forgive myself. I had to give myself a pardon. In conclusion, when God sees you coming to him humbly, he'll give you wisdom on handling every situation. And you'll be able to look the person in the mirror and say, "Forgave me. Jesus forgave me, and I forgive myself." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I hope this message was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you like to receive Jesus today? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Hallelujah. And I've got one other invitation. For those who received Jesus last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. You would like to rededicate your life to him today, 2023. Are you ready to rededicate your life? The scripture is 1 John 1:9. I said it earlier. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. If you would like to do that, just confess underneath your breath whatever you've done, and I'll pray over you. Father God, these people are coming to you today. They've heard your word. And Father God, they've been holding on to unforgiveness and pain and fear and whatever's going on in their life. And they're confessing it to you right now. They are rededicating their lives to you right now. And Father God, we give you all the glory because today's the day that you are welcoming them back wholeheartedly because you love them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You hear that bell? That is for you who received Jesus today, and that is for you who rededicated your life today. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory not right now just for you. And I have a free gift for you. If you would like to receive that free gift, please reach out to me on my website at freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I will send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. That's great news. My announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Ecorse, Africa, Detroit, Texas, Atlanta, that I may go and show the compassion of the Lord to? Hallelujah. Guess what? I'd like to bring my free lunch and prayer to your church. If you would like that, bring my name and information to your minister or pastor and let them know that Sister Shelley would like to come to their church. Glory to God. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. It's free of charge. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones who don't know the Lord, because there are just too many walking around here who aren't hearing the word and don't know that what they need is the word of God. Praise the Lord. You can contact me or donate at www.freeluncheandprayer.org. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that the Lord's face shine on each of you, the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. We thank you for this all. In Jesus' name we pray and all say amen. Street Love family, I hope you have the best week yet. I love you. And remember, street love begins with you.